分散式。好吗？那个 No Jesus command the morning prayer session. Let's sing him 26.Before our prayer, I would like to use some Bible message to encourage us and to ponder another message, which we are all very familiar with. It's the story of Samuel. Here am I. This is what the saints who was called by God and their answer.So, in the previous two sections, I share with us, the first is Abraham. When God called Abraham, and Abraham, he answered, here am I. God called by his name. And then the second section, we share about Moses. Okay. God called Moses out from the bushes, the burning bushes, andMoses, he also answered, here am I. So, this morning, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. From verse 1. This is the story of Samuel. We heard the story since we are young. So, it's not a new story. Now, the boy Samuel,ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Here, this first verse talking about when Samuel was the boy, he already started his ministry to serve as a sermon to the Lord before Eli.So, Eli is the old priest. At that time, he was old already, maybe over 90 years old. We don't know how old he was at that moment, but that's how Samuel, he learned how to serve the Lord before Eli. So, basically, Samuel, he needed to listen whatever Eli said. because he was learning how to serve. So this is another example. We have to listen, obey. The faith will pass down from one generation to next. So Samuel, he ministered to the Lord before Eli. Before Eli. Even though at that time, that Eli, he actually, we will find out, he had some problem. But with obedience, he served the Lord before Eli. At that time, say, there was no widespread revelation. Why? Because Eli was old. And there's a reason behind. Verse 2. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see. His eyes, Eli's eyes, began to grow so dim that he could not see. So he could not see clearly about what he should do, and he probably don't know the fact about the Israel people, what kind of dangers they are facing. And in verse 3 say, and before the lamb of the God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down. In this verse, you can see, before the Lamb of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord. The Lamb of God usually have to keep burning, keep lighting all the time. Because when God told Moses to establish the tabernacle, God already mentioned many, many times in Exodus 27, and Leviticus 24, or Numbers chapter 8, you can see all of the instruction about how to burn, how to treat, or how to manage the lamb of God. Bible says they have to keep burning. Let's turn to this verse to have more clear understanding. Let's turn to Leviticus. Leviticus 24, verse 1. Leviticus 24, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamb burn continually. So basically, the lamb of God must be burning continually. But in the time of Samuel, he said before the lamb of God went out in the tabernacle. So it basically it indicated the light, the lamp, sometimes maybe no oil to burn, to continue. Because if you continue to burn the lamp, you must continue to add the oil, right? The pure olive oil. So if you continue to burn it, you need a lot of oil to continue, 24/7. So they indicate people must offer the oil to the tabernacle and let the lamp continue to burn. But it looks like the lamp of God maybe sometimes went out of oil. So no light, no oil to burn. But why people don't want to offer? Something happened. Some reason behind that. Okay. But this is not the key we want to talk about. We turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Samuel in verse 4 say, while Samuel was lying down, verse 4 say, let the Lord call Samuel, and he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call. You lie down again. And he went and lay down.
This is a very interesting message here. When we study the story of Abraham, when God called Abraham, and Abraham, he answered, "Here I am," right? And then God start to deliver the message. You have to go to the mountain and to offer your beloved son Isaac. God give the message directly. And like in the case of Moses, again, God told Moses directly what God want him to do, right? So after Moses answered, "Here I am," and God said, "Take off your sandal from your feet, because you are standing on the ground, holy ground." But this time, since God called Samuel, and then nothing happened. God just keeps silent, waiting there for something. There is a purpose behind, right? Otherwise, God will divert his faith to Samuel, the messenger. So Samuel, he just wake up and then ran to Eli and to ask, "Here I am. You call me. It's very positive. You call me because I heard a voice. Someone call my name." But Eli, he didn't call him actually. So he said, "You lie down again." And then Samuel, he went and lay down. The second time again, God called, the Lord called him again, "Samuel, repeat." Okay. And then in verse 8, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord has called the boy. In verse 9, therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. From this verse we can see, to Eli, he recognized the Lord was calling Samuel to deliver message. This time, God didn't call Eli to say anything to him. Why? Eli, he is a priest, right? He is the older generation. He has more experience about to say the word of God. But God didn't say to him, but instead to a young boy. But to this verse we can see, Eli, he used to understand and recognize how God called a person and what a person should answer. So that's why Eli, he must receive the same message before, and he know whenever God called to his name, he answered, "Speak, the Lord. Your servant is here. Your servant is listening." This is how Eli learned from the previous experience to respond to God's calling. So Eli gave this important instruction to Samuel. Okay? So ask him to go back and lay down again. So verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood, and the call is at other times, Samuel. This is the fourth time already. God came to Samuel and stood by him and called his name, Samuel. And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Exactly what Eli told him how to answer. So this verse is very precious to us. "Speak, for your servant hears." And in verse 11, then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hear it will tingle." Both ears. If we hear something from one side, maybe tingle in one side only. But this time, two ears will tingle. And this is to everyone in Israel. God wants to deliver the important message to the boy Samuel. And why God wants to call Samuel in this way and to deliver the message in such an indirect way? What is the reason behind? God actually can the first time call Samuel and just say, I want you to deliver a message which will tingle everyone's ears. But God didn't. Why? Why? Because God actually was waiting there. Wanted to Samuel to inform Eli. Right? If God delivered a message to Samuel at the very first time, then of course Eli, he didn't know anything because he was old. Huh? His eyes cannot see clearly. Of course his ear must be old too. So if God just delivered a message to Samuel directly, Eli, he didn't know anything about what God was going to do. Huh? But this is not the purpose of God. God wanted to Eli to understand a very important message. Through this way, to know God purposely talked to this boy and wants to him to deliver the message to the old Eli, to let him know what God thinks about what he has done before. So this is the in this message we can see Eli, he recognized actually the Lord called Samuel, right? So in verse 11, this is the message God delivered to Samuel. Say, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day, I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from the beginning to end. 13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his son made himself vile, and he did not restrain them. And therefore, 14. I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. This is how God will treat his whole servant Eli. Why? From this verse we can understand actually God talked to Eli before, right? God in chapter 2 sent a son of man a man of God, huh? A man of God to deliver the message in chapter 2, right? In chapter 2, from verse 27, a man of God came to Eli and to deliver God's anger to Eli, because Eli, he respect his son more than respect God. And seems from that message, Eli, he didn't change at all. He just do his own way and still respect his son. Even though he knew his sons were doing evil things and to make Israel people sin against God. So that's why later in the tabernacle of God, there's no enough pure olive oil to keep the lamb of the law continuing burning. Because people don't want to offer. What bothers to bring sacrifice to the tabernacle of the law, but can see all of the priest, the sons of the Eli, just did that evil thing. So this is a very, I don't know how to say this, very people, as a priest, but the priest actually sin against God. They are supposed to be the one who respects and honor God the most, but On the other hand, they just sin against God. They don't fear God at all. So it just turned the people away from the Lord. So that's why here God said to Samuel, he wanted to Samuel use this way to let Eli know what God wants, what is God's want. What God wants actually is people, they hear the message and then do it. And if they can change it, if Eli can change it, actually God is, this is what God wants him to do, change it. Not continue in this old way, this sinful way. So in chapter 3, verse 15. So Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He answered, "Here I am." In 17. And he said, What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you, and the more also, if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you." Of course, it is message. Then Samuel told him everything and hide nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." So this is the reality. Right? Eli, now he understands what God is going to do. He is to proclaim the news. Not the news, actually it's not happened yet. This is what God is going to do, and then whosoever to hear, their ears will tingle. The family of Eli, their iniquity never could be atoned. So this is the message we have to listen. Today in the TJC, we are the children of God. Sometimes God calls our name. God knows every one of us. God calls our name and wants to let us know what he wants us to do. But we have to respect, honor God, and do it. If we know something wrong, change it. Eli, he received a message, but he actually didn't do anything. Continued in this simple sin, the sons, to sin against God. And then it ended up, he must suffer. And the whole family's iniquity just even worse than the Gentiles. It's how pitiful, right? How pitiful the family. And why? Because the law, we must understand what is the characteristic of the Lord. Yes, God is love. Huh? God is kindness. But don't forget, God also is very just. Let's turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Romans 2, verse 4. Romans 2, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and the long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? 5. But in accordance with your hardness and your impatient heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the face of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So this is the message we have to keep in mind. Don't despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering. We must know God, his goodness, and his long-suffering lead us to repentance.
He actually was waiting there.
God is waiting there to see our repentance.
So Eli's family give us this warning. Yes, we may do something wrong when we are young. We are innocent to commit some of the iniquity or transgression. But the most important thing, we have to repent and return to God. So this is why God called Samuel and purposely wanted to use this way to let Eli recognize God actually was very angry to him, to his whole family. And this message, on the other hand, let everybody know who Samuel is going to be. Right? So let's turn to Samuel chapter 3. Chapter 3:19. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fell to the ground. 21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. As in the time of the Eli, the word of the Lord was real in those days. There was no widespread revelation. This is in the time of Eli. But now, in the time of Samuel, God once again appeared to Israel in Shiloh, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. Now the message of the Lord gave to Samuel, and that Samuel to deliver it. So everybody in the Israel, they recognize the word of Samuel came to all Israel, because Samuel became very faithful to deliver whatever God said. Just like what he had done to Eli, right? When Eli talked to him, "You must tell me what the message God gave to you." He, of course, as a young boy, I just imagine the young boy must be trembling and dare not to tell the fact, but he has to say, right? So, become faithful. Samuel, he get the essence of this instruction. Speak the Lord. Your sermon hears. Your sermon hears, and then your sermon will deliver the message to you. Okay? So, in NYPS, we hear so many messages. We learn a lot. We must, with the same attitude, just like the boy Samuel, the Lord, speak your sermon here, and then your sermon will deliver the message for you. So after we go back from MITS, we go back to our local church, to your family. Just not keep the word, the message or teachings you receive by yourself. Go to talk to others. To spread this kind of the encouragement to others, your siblings, your brothers, sisters, your parents, your friends in the church who cannot come to NYPS. Then this word, this message, speak the Lord, your sermon hears. This is how we learn from Samuel. And then God was with him. God was with Samuel. If God is with us, then we are blessed. We must, just like Joseph, wherever we go, whatever we do, God will bless us and make us grow in spirit, just like Samuel. He has been described in the Samuel 2, right? First Samuel 2, verse 21. 2:21. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Samuel, he grew before the Lord. We are growing too. If we can really do and repeat what Samuel, he practiced to the Lord, we can also grow before the Lord. And this is the way we prepare ourselves as the soldiers of the Lord. So in the future, we can really experience, yes, whatever the word we say, the message we deliver is true, because we actually say to others the word we heard from the Lord. So this is the message for this morning, the prayer. Let's all come forward and pray. Speak the Lord, your servant hears. Let's pray.